Gary D. attends his own funeral, exclusively on www.garyd.com.
Dallas Thompson, CBS News.
More information than any Cleveland station. Count on it, exclusively on WERE Cleveland.
Think of directory assistant has a number. Call, that's what it's really there for.
At Ohio Bell, we need your help so we can help those who need it better. And the way you can help is to start thinking of directory assistance as the new number, because that explains what the service is really there for. You see, you have a phone book, and it has most every number you could want. But we know people move, and often their new number isn't listed in the book. That's the time to use directory assistance when you want somebody's new number. Then, for all other local phone information, just look in the book.
We at Chevrolet believe that every radio listener is entitled in these days to at least 1 minute of nothing but good news. To that end, we devote this entire 60 seconds to bringing you the news about our new Chevelle Malibu Classic. Chevelle Malibu Classic, you see, is a combination of good things. It is a mid-sized car, agile, easy to get around in. Chevelle Malibu Classic is also mid-priced. Ah, there's good news to dwell upon. Chevelle Malibu Classic is also a comfortable, finely appointed car. It has room for 6 adults. It has 2 doors or 4. It is available with a 6 as well as an 8. You see how the good news multiplies once we're in a proper frame of mind? Chevelle Malibu Classic. Take the good news home for your family. Chevrolet makes sense for America.
People power weather, a chance of light rain and snow mixed this morning. Showers likely this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Today's high in the low to mid 40s. Tonight, 40. The high tomorrow in the 50s.
First prize, a cruise to the Caribbean, or $200 in groceries for second and third prize winners in the new A&P WEO contest. Send postcards to A&P WEO contest in care of WERE.
It's 41 degrees at 6:08. And a return to Murray Hill. Join Earl Polis for dinner. Find out about it tomorrow morning at 10. On People Power Radio.
Oh,
right
mercy.
Now, Gary D. is...
It ain't built to sit up in.
In his casket.
Oh, I feel dead in this thing.
Build it longer.
Oh, I feel like I'm dying. Let me have some coffee. I don't feel good. Woke up this morning. You did? Wonderful. Yes, good morning, People Power.
Well, good morning, Gary D.
Yes, would you join me here in my casket?
Yeah.
In my room, my broad shoulders hit the side of this pine box.
Oh, Gary, I just got in touch with the great philosopher, Confucius.
Oh, yes, he's a good ethnic.
You know what he say?
Well, what'd he say?
He say, Gary D, have hole in pocket and feel...
All the lines to Earth have been cut off, gang. Well, here it is, 10 minutes now, past the hour of 6 o'clock, the gay day of Gary D's funeral, and I do look nice, gang. I'm putting on my tux now, the friendly shirt from Cleveland Tux, we care about you. That's what it says here, freshly laundered. Beautiful flowers here from one of my dearly beloved. Oh, yes, good morning, People Power, you're on the air.
Hello, honey, this is Dirty Dirty.
I don't know what a person really talks about on the day of his funeral, but go ahead. Good morning there.
Gary.
Yes, honey.
Why do you want to scream me this morning?
Oh, honey. Oh! 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 blame you, but...
I need you, Gary. I need you. I need you. You don't know how much.
Oh, honey, I'm leaving you all the bills, too. Good morning, Beaver Fire. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm sitting here in my fine box. And I laid down in it. It fits pretty good, but my shoulder's rubbed.
Yeah, very good. Now, guess what I'm going to do this morning?
What are you going to do this morning?
Come in there and urinate in your face.
Uh-oh. Vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, people fire. Hello there. Welcome to Gary D's funeral.
Oh, I hear them talking about the flowers. I was wondering if you wanted us to omit flowers.
No. The florists have got to make a buck.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't going to handle...
Oh, well, in lieu of flowers, you can put some money in my pine box here
in case
I decide not to go.
Oh, I was going to stop by going to work this morning. I thought I'd stop at the cemetery and see what I could pick up for you.
Thanks a lot. Good morning, people fire.
Gary.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How are you feeling in your casket this morning?
Hey, you know, going to your own funeral ain't all that bad.
But you know what? I had a friend of mine who was worried about his death.
Yeah?
He was around in his living room and his bedroom trying on his clothes. And his wife asked him, said, what are you doing? She said, I'm trying to see how my wings, my shirt's going over how I'm going to put my shirt on over wings. She said, you better be worried about how you're going to put your pants on over your tail, baby.
That's true. I've heard that. Oh, where's my horn? I can't leave without my horn here.
Gary, before you go, did your father and mother ever get married?
No, they didn't. I was born just outside of Wedlock, Arkansas. Good morning, people fire. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Yes, Gary?
Yes, honey.
I thought that you said that you wasn't going to be here today.
Well, I'm here in spirit, son. It's the first, this is the first time you ever got to talk to somebody on the day of their funeral. And you remember that all the rest of your life. Good morning, people fire. You're on the air.
Hey, Gary, did you read that article about yourself and yesterday's plane dealer?
No.
You didn't?
Now, which one was that now?
Yesterday's plane dealer.
Now, what did it say?
Oh, they were talking about you and that the bridge you sat down on.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
You're a dummy.
Good morning, people fire, Gary D, and my funeral.
I'm going to take poison and come down and throw myself on your body.
Now listen, fella. Why don't you throw yourself at Betty Bailey or something? I'm going to miss you, you sex perverted degenerate.
I'm coming down and die with you.
Well, bring your peeping Tom binoculars and everything. and your nude pictures of Betty Bailey. I'm glad I'm leaving, to tell you the truth. Good morning, people. Fire you on the radio.
Here?
Yes.
We have fun.
Oh, I just dropped it, honey. I'm sorry. We have to put it back on here. There we go.
We'll have fun. We'll write the pre over you, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Then I'll be sure to go to hell. Good morning, people. Fire you on the air.
Gary, you need a polar bear?
Yes, I do. Hey, have we got some, John? Mr. Pruder, my funeral director, has got some, but thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'd like to have a lot of pretty women down here crying over me. You know, a man's known by the number of women that cry over him. Good morning, people fire. Betty Bailey's going to be down there eating her heart out. Whatever.
Hi.
Good morning, people fire. You on the radio.
Ice cube. It's going to be hot down there.
Good morning, Gary D's funeral. Those of you talking to me, remember this day for the rest of your life. It's the only day in your life where you can talk to the person at his own funeral. A lot of you miss your funeral, but I ain't going to miss mine, boy. No, sir, I wouldn't miss mine for nothing.
Gary, are you aware that today is Vietnam Veterans Day and that they're having a ceremony honoring the deceased Vietnam's...
No, I wasn't.
Soldiers down on the square today.
That's good. That's very good.
Okay.
And it's also, let's remember this whole thing that I'm doing today. Those of you that don't die with me today still have time to add another chapter to your obituary. You still have time to keep this country out of other people's business around the world. You still have time to build this country into a great nation and Cleveland into a great city. Or you can continue after I go to be racist, to be prejudiced, and to pay taxes to two-bit politicians. Now think about it. Good morning, Gary D. and his funeral. Hello there.
Yes, when I die, I'm going to come back as a squirrel and run up your pants leg.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come back as Uncle Otis and shoot you. Uncle Otis shot squirrels. Yes, sir. Good morning with his double barrel shotgun.
What are you coming back as when you're reincarnated?
I haven't. I'll just let you people decide that.
I'm dirty. I used to be a gorgeous blonde.
You sound like a reject from welfare. Good morning, people. Why are you on the air?
Hey, Gary, is that going to be an open casket?
Yeah, it will be open services. I've requested that I get to see who's at my funeral. In other words, instead of you looking at me, I'm going to be looking at you. Good morning, people. Why are you on the radio? Hello there.
It was the best thing in the world hearing that you were dead. Now that I hear your voice again, I think I wish I was.
Well, my voice is simply connected to my spirit. And it's disconnected other places. Good morning, people, fire.
Gary D?
Yes, dear.
I'm wondering, what are you supposed to have died from?
Well, Penny said I got my foot in my mouth.
Oh, what?
Natural causes.
Oh, I thought it was the manure you've been dishing out.
Good morning, people, power. Good morning, WRE. Gary D's final day.
Just called to say goodbye, Gary.
Oh, bless you, honey. Are you...
My mother will miss you, but my husband says goodbye, too.
Good. Now, you and your husband can live on and continue to do it the same, yes. Good morning, people. Fire, you're on the radio. Hello there.
Good morning, Gary, honey.
Oh, bless you, honey.
Gary.
Now, you come down and see me at 8 o'clock.
Listen, Gary, you look like a picture of health last night on the TV.
Hey, did you like that?
It was a beautiful program.
Well, thank you. They were all very nice.
Yeah, it was a beautiful program.
And, you know, I'm ready to die now because Herb Kim, the associate editor of the Cleveland Press, dropped off at WRE when I first came here because he didn't want to be associated with WRE or Gary D.
Person.
And last night, he admitted on television that it was an honor to have me on his program and an honor for him to be associated with a man of my brilliance. He said that.
Listen, Gary, you made your point last night, too.
Did I really?
Yes, And Herb's a beautiful person. All the panel was...
Right. Well, let's see. If I could only live until January 1st, boy, I could really get a new one from Newhall. Good morning, people. Fire, you on the radio.
Are you going to have TV coverage of your funeral?
Yes, Liz Richards and one of her cameramen will be down there taking pictures.
With all your faithful listeners don't want to miss this.
I hope Joel will be there, won't he, John?
Good.
My boyfriend, Joel Rose.
That's fine.
And John Hambrick will be there with his guitar. And Dorothy Fulheim will streak along with Bob Neal. Good morning, people power. You're on the air. Hello there.
You damn diehard.
Now listen. Well, listen, I got to make the most out of it, fella. Good morning, Gary D. I'm the only person that's going to go to his own funeral.
Good morning, Mr. D.
Good morning, intelligent caller, yes.
You have wrote a little thing I'd like to have, bear with me for a minute, and about Judas, but I'd like to use your name in place of it. And the text is titled, One of You Shall Betray Me, Matthew 26:21. The name of Judas.
It's about Penny Bailey, huh?
No, Judas.
Penny betrayed me one night. I went out with her, had a date with her, took her down to the theatrical, and this other guy offered her more money. And I had to go home by myself.
Can I repeat?
Yeah, that's where it started, wasn't it? Mm-hmm, that's where it started.
The name of Judas is one of the best known of Jesus' disciples, yet the man Judas is one of the best, least known of the 12.
I don't think he was a homosexual. But he was, I think he was a Democrat or a Watergate Republican. I forget what Judas was. Good morning, people. Fire, Gary D.
Yeah, this should bury you in a big urinal.
Listen, fella, you just wrote something in your book of life, and for that you're going to have to go to hell.
Yes.
I'm going to come back as a devil.
Darling, who are you calling?
The travel agent. You know that money we've been saving for a down payment on a new home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, might as well spend it on a vacation. How about Hawaii?
But, Jim, we've been planning on a new home for so long.
Oh, look at the newspaper. Mortgage money's tight, interest rates sky high. What's the use of saving?
Ryan Holmes.
Ryan Holmes? Oh, I got the wrong number.
You got the right number, because Ryan Holmes has plenty of mortgage money available at the lowest rates in town.
For more information about Ryan Holmes featuring Flameless Electric Appliances, see Thursday Sun Press or the Sunday Plain Dealer. And before I go, class, remember me by my crusader for truth, for justice, the American way, and also making a darn fool of myself. But I've also told you the truth about some of the greatest subscribers here in Cleveland. We're going to miss all my subscribers and all those free suits I got. Oh, I'm going to get a nice suit from Suits Incorporated and I can give it to the devil. Or if I go to heaven, I can give it to Uncle Otis, you know. And because we had to... I'll never forget Uncle Otis's funeral. Well, anyway, get into... Get into Suits Incorporated and get yourself a nice suit for Gary D's funeral. Now, we got a whole bunch of sport coats, values to $65, now only $34.88. We got another group of sport coats, $699 to be exact, values to $85. These sport coats are only $39.88. 500 gorgeous suits, $70 to $90 values, now only $59.88. Now, class, you take old Gary D's word for it, and if you really want to save on fine suits, sport coats, slacks, shirts, you name it, we got it at Suits Incorporated. And remember, Suits Incorporated was started not to make a profit. We have to sell 7 suits for what these other rich fat cat stores do for the sale of 1 suit. Suits Incorporated, Cedar Center, the Rockport Shopping Center at Westgate, Menor Avenue across the Great Lake Mall near Zayers. I don't feel good this morning. 1 mile east of the Summit Mall in Fairlawn Plaza. When you go into Suits Incorporated today on the day of Gary D's funeral, you tell him, old Gary D sent you by at 23 now past 6 o'clock. Looking at my thermometer, it's sort of drooping, 43 degrees.
The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WERE, its management, or sponsors.
There's nothing nice about a bus. They find a calling time the world.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to, again, I feel very touched having been given the responsibility to notify the wives, former wives of Gary D, of his passing. And on our long-distance phone now is wife number one, Donna, who was the mother of 3 children, Gary, Hope, and Randy. Donna, I don't know whether you have gotten the news yet of the death of your former beloved husband.
Yes, I have, but are you sure he's dead?
Well, yes, Donna, he is, and it really was a kind of a tragedy when you come to think of it.
Uh-huh. What was the cause of death?
Well, on his death certificate, which I have in front of me, Donna, it says choking. His mouth was obstructed by his big foot. So I guess he hasn't changed any.
As a friend of the family, would you check and see if his insurance has been paid up?
I see. Well, I'd be very happy to do that. His insurance, right?
Yes, because he's left me with 3 souvenirs, Hope, Randy, and Gary.
Yes, those are sort of consolation prizes, aren't they?
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, Gary did talk about you a great deal in recent weeks. I suppose this comes as a great shock to you.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything good that will come from this?
I don't know. The dentist bill hasn't been paid yet, and the apartment building needs a new roof.
Well, if the insurance policy was paid up, maybe that will take care of those problems.
That lazy, no good...
Oh, you're speaking of the dead.
But are you sure he's really dead?
Honey, I'll tell you, baby, he's your heart out. Okay, I don't want to talk to you about ex-wife. Good morning, Peepermeyer. I'm the only person alive going to his own funeral.
Yes, good morning, Gary.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, you know, it's too early. I don't want you to go now.
Well, honey, those of you that don't have to go now, like I have to go, can continue to write in your pages of life, into your book of life. Those of you that aren't dying with me today still have a chance to add another chapter in your book of life. You can change those evil thoughts of yours. You can change your bad habits.
Yeah.
You can give up sin and sex
right.
and prostitution.
Yeah,
and these crooked cops can quit taking payoffs.
Right.
Yes, and these crooked ministers can quit having affairs with the congregation and the widow there.
Right. You know, don't go to church.
Oh, amen, honey. I know it. I know sin. I used to be a sinner. I was one of the best sinners the devil ever had.
Yes.
Yes, honey.
But you know what? I want you to stay around.
I want you to come down and mourn for me.
Yeah, okay, but you know what I want you to stay around for?
What's that?
I want you to see Nixon at the White House and break out of City Hall.
Oh, we... now, you must carry on Gary D's burdens. Good morning, people power.
You're going to keep on messing with our father until you're going to wake up one morning too proud to speak.
Now, listen here. You come down here before I die.
Yeah.
I'll give you a white-knuckle sandwich.
That's what you think.
Right on your black nose.
We lies get out.
Now listen here.
That's the way lies get out.
Now listen here.
If you ain't dead, you will be dead.
Now listen here. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Hugh Downs. Recent
Kenmore Electric Range with continuous clean oven for you sloppy housewives, just $249 now at Sears. Oh, I feel good on my funeral day. And I'm going to be looking at all of you to see who's there. And I've already got one beautiful wreath of three-day-old flowers from Les Richards here. And I certainly... I'm not going to touch that. I will be dead. Now, the whole purpose of this morning's program, remember old Gary D and my medulla deep down with my deep taproot, honey. See, I'm dying, but you are still alive. You could be changing that which you're griping about. You could be impeaching the president. I'm going to be making some predictions this morning what's going to happen within the next year. You could be cutting counsel. You could be getting better representation. You could be stopping polarization and crime. But what are you doing? You're all dying with me. And now, here's good buddy Bob in the news.
It looks like city council has rejected Mayor Perk's proposal to head off Cleveland's labor crisis. Perk said job layoffs would not be necessary if his original budget is passed, but council's majority leader George McFaul says...
Nelson has often objected to efforts to subpoena tapes of his conversations by arguing that when they're eventually played in public, it will violate an important principle of presidential confidentiality. He explains that he's worried about the confidentiality of the advice given by presidential aides because he says future advisors may be afraid to speak freely if their words may later be revealed. That may be a very real problem, but those who heard the tapes say that President Nixon may be more concerned about the confidentiality of his own speech. CBS News has been told, for instance, that at one point Mr. Nixon says the public is entitled to know only what the government tells them. But also embarrassing is President Nixon's use of profanity. Presidents generally use lofty language when speaking for public consumption, but most presidents haven't been concerned that the public might learn that in real life they do cuss. Harry Truman did it in public, and it was well known that the private language of Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon Johnson would make a sailor blush. But Richard Nixon has always tried to project a straight-laced, proper public image. He once tried to make a political issue out of President Truman's public use of barnyard language. In one of his debates with Kennedy in 1960, candidate Nixon pledged, if elected, a non-cursing presidency.
I can only say that I am very proud that President Eisenhower restored dignity and decency and, frankly, good language to the conduct of the presidency of the United States. And I only hope that, should I win this election, that I could approach President Eisenhower in maintaining the dignity of the office, in seeing to it that whenever any mother or father talks to his child, he can look at the man in the White House, and whatever he may think of his policies, he will say, well, there is a man who maintains the kind of standards personally that I would want my child to follow.
President Nixon has indeed been pure of speech in public, and that may make his private language all the more surprising when the White House tapes are played during the impeachment proceedings and in the upcoming Watergate trials. I've heard portions of two of the White House tapes in the process of court proceedings, and I've spoken to persons who have heard others, and it's clear that his language will raise some eyebrows, especially in the Southern Bible Belt, where the president's counting on enough political support to fend off impeachment. On the tapes, Mr. Nixon does frequently say damn and hell, plus another word which is slang for barnyard excrement. And there's one conversation where he calls the Attorney General the long version of SOB. From the taped conversations I've heard and from what I've been told, Mr. Nixon's use of profanity is casual and relaxed, the kind of salty language that might well be expected of a man who spent years in the Navy and who enjoys the company of athletes and politicians. In fact, the tapes I've heard of the unguarded conversations of Richard Nixon reveal him as the low-key, unpretentious, and plain-spoken private man that his close associates talk about so admiringly. Much of the recent criticism of the presidency has been that it's become too lofty, too imperial. The critics say the public has tended to treat recent presidents with such awe that they become isolated, increasingly believing in their own wisdom and hearing advice mostly from assistants who tell them what they want to hear. If the White House tapes prove nothing else, it may be that in their private speech at least, presidents are much like the rest of us. Now, this message.
People Power Weather Power, Service of Lossman Motors, a chance of light rain.
Ah, I feel a little stiff.
And snow mixed this morning. That's Gary D., the man who will be going to the...
I gotta get back in my casket here.
Get in there, Gary. Showers likely this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Today's high,
Dracula.
The low to mid-40s. Low tonight, around 40.
The purchasing of a new automobile is one of our more popular social customs, widely practiced by the expenditure of large sums and resultant long-term debts and related expenses. Very often, these purchases are accompanied by poor gas mileage, high maintenance costs, and relatively low resale value. Though not always, Lossmann Volkswagen. Few things in life work as well as a Volkswagen. A Lossmann Volkswagen.
George Foreman could have left. Jack Nicklaus streaks. Good morning. Andy Musser with Sports World Roundup for the CBS Radio Network. Reports that George Foreman was blocked from leaving Venezuela over non-payment of income tax on his fight earnings were overplayed.